Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1855, the applicant being Double R Holdings LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for general offices and medical professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.4 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Plantation Road, also known as Route 275, 2,100 feet northwest of Route 24. For the benefit of the record, the applicants on August 30th provided the commission with an exhibit booklet, spiral bound, for the purpose of the commission review and for the record. And this exhibit booklet contains site data, color rendering of the site plan, site information, a utility listing, references to water service, sewer service, and stormwater management, and appendices, which includes utility commitment letters, a summary of soil investigation for stormwater management and filtration, a traffic impact study, a listing of recent decisions on conditional use applications along Plantation Road, and they were taken from the minutes of the commission and the county council, and specifically referencing conditional use number 1573 for Robert Burton, Double R Holding, LLC, the previous application for the site. Conditional use 1820 for rheumatology at consultants of Delaware Professional Association, and conditional use number 1848 for Todd Bariglio. They also submitted a environmental assessment, public facility evaluation, and sketch plan report, which reference stormwater, water supply, sanitary sewer, traffic analysis, endangered and threatened species, wetlands, open space, infrastructure, benefits of the project, historic and cultural resources, land use, and impacts. We also received a copy of a DelDOT comments dated October 21st of 2009, and those comments were in the form of an actual commercial entrance permit approval letter. We received reference to a Office of State Planning Coordination comments dated September 29th of 2009. They referenced that the project was previously reviewed through the LUPA process, now referred to as PLUS. That the parcel is located within level 2 and 3 according to the state strategies, and that this project is not required to be seen through the PLUS process unless the applicant volunteers to go through that process. On August 17th of 2010, we received comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and they referenced that the site contains two soil types, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that on-site drainage improvements will be required. On September 8th of 2010, County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments that referenced that the site is located in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, that the site is located in the Gosley Creek planning area, that Ordinance 38 construction will be required, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,411 per EDU, also known as the equivalent dwelling unit, that service has not been extended to the area at this time, that the site is capable of being annexed into the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, that wastewater capacity is available if the project meets the following. The site adjoins the West Rehoboth expansion area and connection to the sewer system is mandatory. That the parcel is not in the sewer district at this time. That the parcel could be annexed into the expansion area following the completion of certain administrative procedures. That the proposed project could receive sewer service following an extension of the sewer lines to the parcel and completion of certain downstream upgrades by the developer or others. That the extent of off-site sewer upgrades that will be required to serve the project and the connection point will need to be determined. That the proposed development will require a developer-installed collection system in accordance with county standard requirements and procedures. That the county engineer must approve the connection point. That the engineering department requires that a concept plan be submitted for review and approval prior to requesting annexation into the West Rehoboth expansion area. Also, for the benefit of the commission, since this application was previously reviewed and public hearings held and action taken, and it was actually voided for lack of construction, substantial construction, I should say. I passed down a copy of ordinance number 1732 for conditional use number 1573, which was for Robert Burton, also known as Double R Holdings LLC, on the previous application for the same use of the site. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. And you know, I have a question, I guess, for Mr. Couples. Do you happen to have a second board for your easel?
It's on it.
Got one over there?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I couldn't see it from here. And I just want to point out that anybody from the public that has an interest, feel free to get up and circulate and look at that. But I'd ask you to, if you do so, please to do so quietly. We've got the microphones here, very sensitive, which we use for our recordation, as well as for the people listening to us on the internet. Chair recognizes Mr. Fuqua.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney in Georgetown, and I am representing the applicant. With me is Rob Burton of Double R Holdings LLC and Gary Couples from ECI Engineering. As Mr. Lank stated, there was an exhibit book submitted and a environmental assessment report submitted that are in the record. This is a conditional use application for professional, medical, and similar business type offices to be located in three office buildings, each containing approximately 8,100 square feet. The site itself contains 3.4 acres. It's located on the west side of Plantations Road, which is County Road 275, just north of Route 24. And as Mr. Lank mentioned, this application is very similar to a previous conditional use application that was presented to the county in 2004. At that time, Double R Holdings was comprised of two partners, Rob Burton and Ross Harris. Rob and Ross were friends and business partners. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing in October of 2004 and unanimously recommended approval of the conditional use subject to conditions. And County Council held a public hearing in November of 2004 and unanimously approved the conditional use subject to the conditions that the Planning Commission had recommended. In December 2005, basically all the permits had been obtained and a final site plan actually was submitted to the county and approved. However, for those of you who may not have known Ross Harris, he was the president and owner of ECI Engineering, and he was handling the engineering, the design, and the permitting of this proposed office development. Shortly after the conditional use approval, Ross was diagnosed with cancer, which he battled but died about a year later. And aside from the understandable tragedy of losing a business partner and a friend, Mr. Burton found himself in a position that he was now a partner with Ross's estate, which owned half of Double R Holdings. So after some time, eventually, Rob was able to find some new partners to purchase Ross's interest and move forward with the proposed development. You may recall that in January of 2008, Mr. Burton actually appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission with a revised site plan for this conditional use. The original plan showed four buildings, and that was revised to show three one-and-a-half-story buildings. And that plan was approved by the commission as a concept in January of 2008. And that concept plan is basically the plan that is shown here tonight before you. After that, Mr. Burton was moving forward with making plans for construction, and he would be the first to admit to you that he was not familiar with the particulars and processes of conditional use requirements. And in August of 2009, he received a letter from Mr. Lank stating that the conditional use had been voided due to the expiration of time. And I won't exaggerate that as soon as he was able to breathe, he basically contacted ECI and initiated the process of reapplying for the conditional use, which is what brings us before you tonight. I do want to stress that this is the same conditional use as previously approved and the same site plan which had obtained conceptual approval from the commission in January 2008. And as Mr. Lank stated, copies of the Planning and Zoning and County Council minutes are in the back of the exhibit book. Now, as to the site plan itself, the site is basically flat. It's mostly cleared. There is a scattering of trees on a portion of the property. There's one entrance exit to the site from Plantations Road. DelDOT has approved an entrance design several times, and most recently on October 21st, 2009. Now, that entrance approval would need to be renewed subject to the conditional use being approved. The entrance design provides a right turn lane into the site coming south on Plantations Road, and a left turn lane, a protected left turn lane, onto the site going north on Plantations Road. There is also a 10-foot multi-purpose path that would be located along the frontage of the site that presumably would be tied into a future running of that path along Plantations Road. And, of course, those entrance improvements would be the responsibility of the applicant. Water for the offices would be provided by Tidewater Utilities for domestic use and fire protection. And that Tidewater, of course, is a public water company that already serves this area. As Mr. Lank stated, as to sewer, the site is not in a sanitary sewer district at this time. It is in the Gosley Creek planning area, and it adjoins the West Rehoboth expansion area of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Sewer service has not been extended to this area at the present time. As was planned previously, it is intended that the site will utilize an on-site wastewater system until such time as the county sewer is extended to the area. Approval for an on-site system had previously been obtained from DENREC, and a permit for that system actually had been issued. And again, subject to conditional use approval, that seeking a renewal of that permit would be sought. The collection system will be built in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, and the system will be tied into the county sewer system once that is available. Other utilities serving the site, Delaware Electric Co-op would provide electricity, Verizon Telephone, and Mediacom Internet service. I'm not exactly certain which fire protection area it's in. As you probably know, Rehoboth has a substation on Route 1, which isn't too far from here, and Rehoboth and Lewis have a substation out Route 24, which also isn't far from here, so I'll just say that fire protection would be provided by both Rehoboth and the Lewis Volunteer Fire Companies. The site design is shown there. The yellowish squares on there are the three one-and-a-half-story office buildings. They would contain approximately 8,100 square feet each. The site plan shows 66 parking spaces. That includes 10 handicapped spaces. The parking areas are located, again, this is Plantations Road. The parking spaces are located behind the front two buildings, and then also basically surrounding the rear building. There is no parking provided in the front yard setback or anywhere in front of these buildings. That is in accordance with a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission at the original conditional use hearing. They basically requested that the parking be moved toward the rear of the site rather than in the front. The area in the front will have two shallow landscape ponds located on either side of the entrance road. Basically, we think this will create an open, attractive appearance for traffic that's traveling on Plantations Road, as well as for residents living in the area. To the rear of the site, to the left, there is a 30-foot agricultural buffer provided. And on the north and the south of the site, both those areas will be landscaped. There's four trash receptacle areas shown, basically in the four corners of the parking area. They will be screened. The northwest corner, the area there shown where there is no building, that is the area that would be utilized as the wastewater disposal area in compliance with NREC requirements. And as I said, not just feasibility, but a permit actually had been issued for that. Stormwater management will utilize best management practices. The design will use bioswales, a closed stormwater collection system, and an underground stormwater infiltration facility. Security lights in the parking lots would be directional, so they do not impact neighboring properties or interfere with other owners in the area. We are proposing one two-sided sign. It would be a lighted sign, and the sign would not exceed 32 square feet. The proposed office hours for public use, public hours, would be from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, and they are the same hours that were originally requested and were part of the original approval. There'd be no public Sunday hours, although it's anticipated an office could be used by the tenant or owner to come in and, you know, do paperwork and things like that, but there'd be no public hours. The site is located in the environmentally sensitive development area under the comprehensive plan. As you know, that is a designated growth area, and offices are appropriate in that growth area. The site is in level 2 and 3 areas under the state strategies plan. As Lawrence stated, a plus review was not required, and there is a letter from Mrs. Holland confirming the level 2 and 3 and that the plus review was not what required. The area along both sides of Plantation Road are developed with numerous residential developments. Some of those have been there a while, some of them have occurred in the past 5 to 10 years. But the area between Route 24 and Lowe's at the other end contains several residential developments. We think this would be these offices would be something that certainly would be utilized by the residents of the area. The main changes that have occurred in the area since this original conditional use application back in 2004 has been the continuing development of residential communities in the area, single family as well as multifamily developments. And then also, you'll recall there has been approval this year of a medical office for rheumatology consultants. That was Dr. Pando's office, which was at Plantations Road and Shady Road, which is located north of this site. And then also approval of professional offices for Todd Bariglio, and that's at the intersection of Cedar Road and Plantations Road, which is also north of this site. In both of those approvals, the Planning and Zoning Commission and the County Council recognized that the proposed use offices, professional medical offices, was of a public or semi-public character and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of area residents, and that the location was particularly appropriate for medical offices due to the proximity to the BB Health Campus on Route 24. And I know you're all familiar with that. And since 2004, when this original application was approved, the BB Health Campus has grown considerably in terms of both size and use, and it now provides a significant amount of outpatient and testing services to residents in the area, particularly along Route 24 and the Plantation Road residences. I have prepared some proposed findings and conditions, which I'll submit to Mr. Lank.
Thank you, sir.
As you know, the purpose of a conditional use is to permit uses of a public or semi-public character, which are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. The requested offices in this conditional use meet that goal, and the location of the use we think is very appropriate in light of the existing and growing residential developments in the area. This is in a growth area under the County Comprehensive Plan and also under the State Strategies Plan, and particularly with its proximity to the BB Health Campus. And gentlemen, that would conclude our presentation, other than any questions you may have for us.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Fuqua. And we will see if there are any questions, and we will start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fuqua, as I understand, this is essentially the same plan that we approved in 2008. Is that correct?
Yes.
The site plan?
Yes.
So what I see here in terms of those ponds in the front were on the 2008 approval?
Yes. Gary or Mr. Couples, can you confirm that?
For the record, my name's Gary Couples. I'm the president of DCI, registered professional land surveyor and professional planner. Yes, they were. Those plans were, or the ponds have always been part of the project from the very get-go.
So they're not actually part of the stormwater management system. They're part of creating a vista along.
They are part of the landscape pond.
So do you intend for them to be wet ponds?
Pardon?
They're going to be wet ponds?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Lined wet ponds.
And what are the proposed square footages of the buildings?
8,100 square feet.
8,100? Because I know originally that when you talked about the four buildings, they were of a different size.
I think when the plan was modified, basically the three buildings were made larger. Actually, it went from one story, I think, to one and a half story. And the future fourth building was discarded.
And I recall from the previous public hearings that your intention was to have the appearance of residential buildings?
Yeah, there's a rendering here of what we had in mind. And again, these obviously aren't final plans, but it was to have features that would be more attuned to a residence, windows, roofs, breaking the front so it's not just one industrial-looking building,
right.
Things of that nature. Siding and shingles and things of that nature.
And so the conditions that were previously imposed on the previous application are, you're not requesting any changes from those conditions?
Actually, the ones I drafted are not identical.
Right.
There were some things in the original conditions that, for instance, one of the conditions was that the parking be moved to the rear. So I didn't make that a condition because we moved the parking from the front yard.
Okay.
And then some of them I just updated with some of the things that the commission's been doing. For instance, the condition regarding, condition A, it says the offices shall be limited to business or professional offices. The offices may be used for professional services such as law offices, medical offices, accountant offices, engineering offices, and similar professions. And then I added the project shall not be occupied by general contractors, retail operations, or other uses inconsistent with the residential nature of the neighboring properties. And that's just from other conditions you've imposed.
So we're not having a Wawa in there selling milk and bread?
One of the conditions is specifically prohibiting anything like that.
And what about, did we talk about the size of the sign in your presentation?
Not to exceed 32 square feet.
32 square feet, okay. And I guess the perhaps for clarification, and when with the hours of operation, we're talking about public hours of operation, because that would allow the accountants to work. As an accountant, I know I go past 8 o'clock many a night.
I think of it from my point of view, and you can identify with what I mean. I know there's times I go in the office because it's the only time I can get work done at odd hours, but there'd be no public hours other than the 7 to 8 and 8 to 5 on Saturday, and no Sunday hours.
And what impact would you anticipate this would have on Plantation Road? I know there's a huge section in here dealing with the traffic data and that sort of thing. But can you summarize how this would change the amount of traffic that's on Plantation Road?
Well, I mean, the impact, obviously, there will be an increase in traffic as any use would increase. The Plantations Road has grown. I mean, I live in Rehoboth, so I'm very familiar with Plantations Road. At one point in time, it was considered to be the locals' road. You didn't go down Route 1, you went down Plantations Road, but those days are over.
Now I think the locals go down Route 1 instead of Plantation Road.
In the summer, obviously, all the roads in the area, particularly during the peak times, are very backed up, and you kind of adjust things to stay away from that. But other than the peak times, I drive Route 1 almost every single day between Rehoboth and Georgetown, and quite honestly, other than on a weekend, there's no problem. Plantations Road normally flows other than, again, on a weekend. And professional-type offices, the hours are predominantly weekday hours. That's not to say someone wouldn't have Saturday hours, but at least most professions tend to shy away from that other than accountants in tax season and things of that nature.
So would it be fair to say that the traffic impact study that was submitted back in 2003 does not reflect what the current situation is on trans? Please.
I have a volunteer.
I'm a volunteer. And please, I'm not the
an awkward injury. Yeah,
right. We understand the sentiments completely. Yeah.
Welcome to the internet.
I hope there's no pictures of it.
And right up there, and you're
on the internet.
To answer your question, that study was done by Worth Rogers back in 2003. The forecasts in it were utilized by DelDOT to actually project forward through 2015, although the report doesn't state that. The implications of this entrance. When that study was done, Woods Cove was still in the planning stage, which is the development across the street. And DelDOT coordinated our traffic study with the traffic study that was done for Woods Cove and developed what the intersection should look like. And the two intersections, what we have here, what we have on the plan today, is what's striped, what it looks like. Here's the entrance to Woods Cove. Here's our entrance. As part of the work that we did with DelDOT, that all changes, and it'll be restriped. There'll be additions to those from the two intersections. Obviously, we're addressing our frontage and restriping them. So the impact of the traffic study has been integrated into the DelDOT DelDOT approval. We have an approval, actually it's been approved 4 times. So it's been integrated and taken into effect. Overall, as you know, there's been some significant DelDOT engineering or planning with regard to Plantations Road. at this juncture, we've not heard anything that would change any of this. The plan and the approvals as recently as 2009, October 21st of 2009, indicate that what you see is going to be there for some time. Obviously, if they change Plantations Road at some point in the future, another traffic study and the engineering associated with that will be done by Delta. So hopefully that answers your question.
Because and the reason why I brought it up is obviously that was a big part of your exhibit booklet, and you know, we're dealing with information here that was a report that was done back in 2003. That's my concern, whether or not it's still germane today. In terms of the buffering, you're meeting the current county requirements for the ag buffer, and
the ag buffer's in the rear, and then there'd be a landscape buffer along either side of the properties. My recollection is these properties aren't developed at this time.
Correct. Because I know previously we talked about the, you know, landscaping on the northern border and the western border, but now we have the western would be that to the left. Yeah.
That's now
that gets hit with an ag buffer.
Right.
Okay. So you're proposing landscaping on
all three sides.
Yeah. Okay. I have no further questions at this point, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton.
Staying on the traffic impact study, why was it done in 2003? Was it asked? Did Rogers do it?
I don't think it was required at that time. You mean on the original application?
Yes.
I don't think it was required. I think it was just in planning that that site, it was determined to do a traffic impact study.
Okay. Will Plantations Road be widened at all?
The entrance improvements that will be done, as I said, would be there'd be a right turn lane put in here, and then there'd be a left turn lane, a protected left turn lane, so traffic can flow past it, you know, that's designed in the middle that just uses the existing right-of-way.
So to have that protected left, you can do it in the existing road is what you're saying?
Yes.
Lawrence mentioned that there was an entrance of permit approval that was in the file, and there is plans of that entrance that are in there.
And that entrance is where that one is today?
Yes.
The look of the buildings, will that be the look from Plantations Road, or will that be the look from when you drive?
Yeah, I think that was showing the front elevations. In other words, the ponds, I assume, would be up here. This would be the entrance route coming in. Is that right, Gary? Is that facing them?
So even though the front door is in the back of the building will look like the front.
I assume there'd be doors in the back.
You're not asking them to walk around the building. Okay. What is the timeline for the sewer and water? Maybe that's a question for Vince. Do you know?
I don't know. If you look on the sewer district maps, this area in here was just not included in that when they expanded the sewer out there. And I don't know why, you know. I think just because it was all undeveloped and probably the owners didn't request it. It's in a study area, but I don't know.
So there is no future plan for
I sewer assume anymore. It would be demand-driven, that if and when other properties come online for residential or whatever development, that then there would be a need for it, and basically the county would be interested in expanding it.
And the Cove, the woods, what is that on?
The cove is in the sewer district, but
across the street.
It's across the street, yes.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Commissioner Ross.
No questions.
Mr. Lank.
No questions. A statement. When we finish this public hearing, I need a copy of one of the exhibits showing the rendering of the building.
Okay.
Since we don't have that in our file.
Okay.
That's all.
Mr. Abbott.
Questions.
Mr. Robertson.
No questions, thanks.
I just have one, and that is sort of a comfort level, but if these are medical offices, Can we be reasonably assured that proper safeguards and containment measures would be taken if there are narcotics that would be stored on the site?
Yeah, I mean, if they're medical offices, you know, there are regulations regarding the storage of narcotics as well as the disposal of hazardous waste.
Yeah, thank you. Wanted to get that on the record.
Could I ask another a question related to that, something that's similar? In the past, we've had a situation where doctors' offices bring in MRI trailer units to be parked next to their buildings for purpose of doing MRIs. Is that part of this concept?
No, there's no area indicated for the typing for parking of that, and you couldn't park it in the required parking spaces.
Just so clarify, no, Director.
Gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Fuqua. Mr. Couples. Mr. Burton, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Regarding conditional use number 1855RR Holdings, is there anyone that would like to speak in favor? In favor. Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Gentlemen in the rear, if you approach the podium, kindly give us your name and address, and you, sir, may have the floor.
Good evening. My name is Glendon Jackson. I reside at 33372 McKenzie Way, which is right off of Plantations Road.
Gotcha.
I'm in opposition to this office building, mainly due to the traffic conditions on Plantations Road. Which I've lived there all my life, 58 years. I've seen the growth from fields to pig farms to present day what it is today. And it's still growing. As you probably are aware, and it's been stated here earlier, that the two other doctor's office, if you will, Dr. Pando, and another office complex for doctors and so forth at Shady Road and Plantations has been approved. Along with, I might add, the development, which will actually be going right past my driveway, the old Rubino property, Jackson Borrows Pit, which has been approved. And beside this proposed property here is supposedly a church, probably sometime in the future going up. It's been in the making for a number of years. They haven't started building, haven't broken ground, but eventually that will be taking place. With the traffic conditions now on Plantations Road, which as the gentleman stated earlier, used to be just the locals' work road, is definitely not the locals' road anymore. The summer tourists have found that road and use it quite extensively and have done so for years. Not to mention that the state kind of advertises that road to be used along with Route 1, which parallels Route 1. So the state even advertises to be used for the locals, or for the summer tourists and so forth. I see traffic backed up on Plantations Road at the 24 and Plantation Road intersection quite frequently, and it's just not summer anymore. I see traffic backed up on Shady Road, Shady Road and Plantations Road, which is just not summer anymore. It's any given day. Just getting out onto Plantation Road from my road, which, as I said, is just difficult anymore, especially if I come out onto Plantation Road, if I want to make a left. If you will head south, I guess, towards 24, it's almost impossible. I've even told my own family members, don't take the chance. Make a right instead of trying to go through, across two lanes of traffic. At least you only have one. Go down and make a, get the light, turn around, come back, or go on the highway, whatever you got to do. But you're kind of taking your life in your own hands if you try to cross both lanes of traffic and head north. It was mentioned about BB Health Campus. Last I went by there, and I go by there quite frequently, they had a sign up for office space to be rented. So they've got space there that's not even been rented out yet themselves. Traffic study, again, was mentioned. It was done in 2003. Again, a lot has happened in the last 7 years. A lot of traffic. So my feelings is it should be another traffic impact study done on the Plantation Road before this is approved. I have a question, I guess, on they were saying it'd be a right turn lane into this new proposed development. And if I understood correctly, it would be using the existing roadway, it would be the right turn lane would not come from the proposed development. It wouldn't be used in any other land. It'd be used in the existing roadway, which I think, if it's going to be a right turn lane, I think the existing roadway is enough without using it as a right turn lane. And then again, if they're going to have a left turn lane coming north, I don't see how that's going to work. It don't look very safe to me. And also, I guess the sewer, they're saying, has not been approved as far as the county sewer. I assume they're going to have septic tanks or holding tanks or whatever the case may be. I don't know. It looks like, when I was looking at the pictures earlier, it looked like, I guess, drain fields, et cetera, which I have a concern with that. But basically, again, all in all, the main concern I have with all the developments around there now and the proposed developments coming, and then with this also and the traffic condition, that's my biggest concern is the traffic. I think it's too much on Plantations Road now, and the state, if you will, is kind of the infrastructure not keeping up with the development. I kind of like the old timers would say, you're kind of putting the cart before the horse. We need to get infrastructure in place before all this is taking place. And last but not least, the hours of operation, I believe he said, was 7 to 8 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 on Saturdays. If approved, I believe the 8 to 5 on Saturday needs to be eliminated. The traffic, especially on weekends in the summer, is I've seen it back up from the 24 and Plantation Road, the light, all the way back to Islet Estates and farther. And that's quite a lot of traffic. And if they're operating on Saturday, it's even going to add more to it. So with that said, again, I oppose this development, and I hope that it's not approved. Thank you for your concerns, and thank you for letting me have this opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Please approach, give us your name and address for the record, and you may have the floor.
Alicia Miller, 12 Lancaster Lane, Lewis, Delaware. I'm on the board of directors for the Metropolitan Community Church of Rehoboth. We are not here in opposition or approval. We are here to gain insight as to basically the sewer and water, how that was going to happen for these folks. We are in the process, and we hope after our 10 years to be building, we will be on the south side of the office buildings. We're happy that someone is building. Our questions and concerns were more for water and sewer. And so we're here as far as, is there a possibility for water and sewer? because to be tied in, we heard that the water and sewer is across the street. At one point, it was discussed that the Sussex County was considering coming under the road to accommodate those on the westbound side of Plantation Road with water and sewer. This will have a huge impact on being able to build our church. Water and sewer grinding station, if you guys know what I'm speaking of, I'm not that literate
about it. The grinder pump,
probably. But it's a $25,000 price tag. We're just a small church, and of course the impact of that much money, would be helpful for us to know if there's something in the near future coming. So is it my understanding that there is not going to be water and sewer coming on the west side of Plantation Road?
I will try to get you an answer and a further clarification from Mr. Fuqua from that. I believe he had stated on the record that at the present time, they're planning on moving forward with an on-site wastewater treatment and disposal system on the site, optimistic that sewer may be coming, and that may be something that outside of this public hearing amongst neighbors, if this is an application that moves forward, that perhaps you could have some conversations that way. But I believe it's stated at the present time, their assumption is to try to get this project going forward with a on-site wastewater treatment disposal system, which would be the same
as the grind
as is facing you at the present time. Do you have any other questions and concerns?
Let me just add to that, Mr. Smith, if I could, because it sounds like they're getting water from Tidewater Utilities, which is a private company that's publicly regulated. You need to talk to Tidewater about water. That's probably quicker than the county. You need to talk to the county engineering department about sewer service. They probably looked at this project when it was previously approved on an individual basis, and maybe just one project standing alone wasn't viable for sewer annexation. If it gets approved again, and who knows what will happen, that's when maybe you ought to approach county engineering, because there's a process where you can get annexed into the sewer district. I mean, maybe you've talked to them or not, but that's the process you need to go through. It's not really a land use issue. It's a county engineering process. And you can come talk to the people in county engineering during regular business hours.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. We're just here to try and listen and learn what's going next door, and appreciate it.
Doing a good job. Mr. Fuqua, if you would, just was what I represented as your statement reasonably accurate?
I agree. We're kind of in the same situation as Ms. Miller and the church. The extension of sewer to the site, it can be very prohibitive for just a small group. So you really need either the county coming in and doing it or many users coming in and doing it. The other thing that's a little bit misleading sometimes is even though you can be real close to sewer, it doesn't mean you can get it, because it's all tied into transmission lines and pumping stations and everything else. So even though that sewer is right across the street, the big picture from the county might be that it's going to come from it's going to go in a totally different direction to a different pump station, and that can require longer transmission area and things of that nature. So,
or whether the lines are sized right.
And the sizing of the lines and everything else. So I don't know specifically, other than the county has indicated that there were no plans at this time, mm-hmm. and it's not presently served. And I think, again, it's something that's going to happen, and obviously we are going to tie in when it does happen, but I don't think we know much more than that.
But now you do know that you have neighbors that are interested in a common goal, so there's a benefit. Thank you. Anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the staff or the commission that has any further questions? Before I close the public hearing, I would just remind the applicant as well as the public, there will be another public hearing conducted on this before County Council, and that is scheduled to be on the 28th day of this month. The charge before the commission will be to make a recommendation. County Council will make the final action on this. So once again, there will be another public hearing on September 28th. And right now, I'm going to close the public hearing on Double R Holdings.
Thank you.